The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello there, welcome along to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt with you to look ahead to the first games in the final 16. The action really hotting up now in Brazil. I'm very excited. Are you very excited, Ray?
Absolutely. Oh, I cannot wait, Mr. Dunn. Cannot wait. I mean, especially on the menu today, we've got an all-South American fixture list. I mean, four teams fighting for one semi-final place. It's absolutely massive.
It that they are two, I'd imagine, of the, let's call them sexier games, if you like, in the last 16. And by that, I mean that they aren't Costa Rica, Greece, or Belgium, USA, basically. But you mentioned, you know, you've got the South American teams coming against each other. That's fantastic. But at the same time, it is a bit of a shame that, you know, that there's only going to be one of those into the semis, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think three of them, I think we've all been delighted to watch three of them so far. Brazil, because we know there's always the potential for them to turn it on, and Chile and Colombia, because they've impressed in every single game they've played. You know, as for Uruguay, I don't think anyone's particularly happy to see them there, given everything that's gone on. But they're still a good side, and they still deserve to be there. And again, on their day, they can still perform with the best of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, we'll start with Brazil against Chile from Belo Horizonte. 5 o'clock, the kickoff time for this one. Brazil are 1-2. The draw is 100-30. Chile are in at 5-1. Brazil to qualify are 1-4. Chile are 11-4. And we've got four headline offers for you. Huge headline offers as well. I'd imagine these will be pretty popular. We've got Neymar to score any time and Brazil to win in 90 minutes at 11-8. Huge price. We've got Neymar to score first and Brazil to win in 90 minutes at 9-2. Alexis Sanchez to score at any time and Chile to win in 90 minutes at 10-1. And Neymar and Sanchez both to score in 90 minutes at 6-1. I can imagine that they'll be very, very popular, and you can certainly see why. This game has all the hallmarks of what could be a real World Cup classic, doesn't it, Ray?
Yeah, I think they met 4 years ago, didn't they? And I think Brazil won it 3-0. I was really impressed with Chile against Spain 4 years ago in South Africa, and even more impressed with them against Spain. Just a few days ago now, wasn't it? It was no longer than 7 to 10 days ago when they beat Spain and knocked them out of the competition. I think if Chile turn up and their big players turn up, you know, I'm talking about Vidal, I'm talking about Sanchez, even Gary Medel. I know he's an injury doubt, but if he does play, he's going to need to have a big game. If those three turn up and perform to their best, they're going to give Brazil a really, really tough game here.
Yeah, they are. Chile, well, it's easy to call them the surprise package of the tournament, but I think they're only the surprise package to people who hadn't done their research properly beforehand, if you like. Because it was obvious that they were always going to be very good. That, to be fair, they were tipped to get out of their group, but probably at the expense of the Netherlands rather than Spain. But the way that Chile play, with almost, they're almost formationless, aren't they? They just sort of, they have defensive players, they have wide players, and they have attacking players. And they all sort of merge, which is fantastic to watch when it works well. It worked fantastically against Spain. They just had more legs than them. I don't think they'll have more legs than Brazil, but tactically, I think Chile are probably a little bit more resolute, whereas Brazil, we've already seen in this tournament, you know, at the back, they are susceptible, aren't they?
Yeah, I think one key thing on Chile is that, you know, except for Sanchez and Vidal, who were certainly on the cusp of being world-class footballers who would walk into the majority of the sides, this Chile team is made up of, you know, good footballers. But you wouldn't argue anything more. The one thing they do have is a real discipline and real team ethic. I was listening to a piece a couple of days ago, and they implied that if you put Ronaldo in this Chile side, or someone like Ronaldo, it would actually be weaker because they would have to carry one of their players. Hmm. They don't carry anybody in this side. Every person on the pitch puts in 110% for as long as they're on the pitch. And that's why they work. And I think... I think that's why they look so strong defensively, because they're not strong defensively. They've got Gonzalo Chiara, who was released from Nottingham Forest, who didn't have a particularly good season. I know a few Forest fans who really didn't have anything positive to say about him. They've got Gary Medel, who is a tough tackling defensive midfielder, certainly not a centre back. Their best centre half, I think he played for Fluminense, and he was released right at the start of last season, so ultimately dropped from this Chile side. So it is a makeshift back four, but the reason they've been so strong defensively is because they have 11 players committed to the cause. And that's certainly more than Brazil will have, because, again, Brazil kind of give Neymar, and to a certain degree Oscar, the licence to not track back, to not really put in the effort, because Luis Gustavo and Fernandinho, or who I think will start instead of Paulinho today, are there to, you know, there to do the defensive task. So I think Brazil are really going to find it tough up against arguably one of the most motivated sides in this competition.
You mentioned Gary Medel there. If you hadn't watched him in the Premier League last season, where, with all due respect to him, he did struggle, he looked slow, he looked pedestrian, and he looked ill-disciplined at times. If you were just watching this tournament, you'd look at him and you'd go, oh, he'd be a great signing for a Premier League side. He's tough tackling, his positional sense is fantastic, he's all energy. There's something about this Chile side that, you know, they are bringing the best out of players who, as you said, may not have achieved all that they want to at club level, but whether they get anything today or not, this is a Chile side going places, isn't it?
You would certainly hope so. I mean, Sanchez and Vidal are not, you know, they're not aging, and as long as Chile does continue to have, you know, relative success in their shores and their you know, competition, you know, I'm talking the Copa America. If they do have relative success in that, then you can only see the sport growing, and you can only see the better players coming through. When England played Chile in November, their manager brought over, I think it was 4 youth players, for nothing more than to gain experience. I don't know if you remember, there was a picture book, Gary Medel shaved all the heads to welcome them to the team. But again, you know, they are very talented players, so they do have 4. I think he brought the best 4 players through, ultimately, who he thought could actually make a breakthrough in the next few years. So they have got good young players coming through. And providing they can mix that and give them the same team ethic and work ethic, then I think Chile will be a relative force over the next few years.
OK, what about bets for this game then? Obviously, we touched on the headline offers there. Shout up if you liked any of those. In terms of other markets, both teams to score yes is 4-5, no is 19-20. I think yes is a fantastic price there at 4-5. It's a game where whichever way you go, you won't find many people arguing with you, I don't think. Chile are certainly the value play, but do you honestly think that they can turn over this Brazil side, Ray?
Well, we've seen Ben Bramley tweeting this morning, haven't we, about we just can't see it happening. Well, Ben certainly can't see it happening in the sense of it's too big. It's too big a deal to take Brazil. But I think Brazil are way too short, 1-2. I mean, I can't be backing them against this Chile side who hung in there despite resting players against the Dutch. They beat the Spanish and they didn't really get out of second gear against the Australians and beat them 3-1. I mean, I love the both teams to score price, as you mentioned, of 4-5. But I think, yes, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 23-20 is also a fantastic price. I mean, there will be over 2.5 goals. I'm pretty confident of that, but I just cannot see which side will get that second, if you get what I mean. I think they'll both score, yep, but I'm not convinced who will get the other goal. Chile have scored 5 goals in this competition so far. Is that correct? 2 against the Spanish and 3 against Australia.
Correct.
And 4 of those have come in the first half. Mm-hmm. Now, Brazil have conceded 2 goals, 1 against Cameroon and 1 against Croatia. Again, both in the first half. Over half the Chile first half goal is 11-5. Again, probably too big for me.
Yeah.
Too big to be turning down at that price. So I would be interested in playing that. We know Chile will come out and play football. You know, they do create chances. They even had chances against the Dutch. As I said, despite resting players, I could be swayed to take that Neymar. Certainly the Neymar anytime at 10-11. And maybe the Neymar to score any time, Brazil win at 11-8.
Neymar to score any time and Brazil to win in 90 minutes at 11-8. It is important with these bets. Make sure you read exactly what it says. There's nothing worse than thinking you're on a winner and it isn't. Yeah. So make sure that you do read those.
I think Neymar will score. You know, I think we know how much of a positive impact he's had on this Brazilian side. Eduardo Vargas as well. He's probably going to be drafted back into the side. I think he scored in his last two against Brazil. And he scored in Belo Horizonte last time they met. I think it was April of last year. I think he's 4-1 to score any time. Again, just you know, he's one of the front men. It's a too big a price. And if you did fancy coupling those, Neymar and Eduardo Vargas both to score any time in the scorers and corners market, that's 6-1.
Big price. Yeah.
You know, not, except for Sanchez. Who has only scored one of their goals? He got one against Chile, one against Australia, sorry.
Yep.
Everyone's been chipping in with their goals. You know, they haven't got one runaway goal scorer. So when you're getting prices like 4-1 for someone who's going to be in the attacking three, I think it's too big.
Okay. Myself and yourself and Dave Kellner did some videos. They are on William Hill. If you just follow the link to football, they're down the right-hand side in football video previews. On those, I tipped up Neymar anytime at 10-11. I'm more than happy to stick with that. I think that is a pretty ludicrous price, to be honest, when you think he has been the sole goal threat, hasn't he, for Brazil, really. Fred hasn't really done it. Hulk hasn't really done it. And, yes, you've got Oscar who chipped in against Croatia, but I think that 10-11 is a huge price. You tipped up both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 5-4. I'd imagine you're happy to stick with that. So we'll throw those two in the mix for us. And if you were going to tip up one other bet, what would it be, Ray?
Well, firstly, that yes and over 2.5 goals is actually 23-20.
All right.
The graphic is wrong on that preview, but the price has clearly changed since we put those out. Mm. I would have to play the Chile over half a first half goal at 11-5. I mean, I just think it's a price play. The statistics show 80% of their goals have come in this in the first half. 100% of Brazil's conceded goals have come in the first half. 11-5 is too big.
Okay, fair enough. The second game on Saturday evening, the second game of the last 16, is Colombia against Uruguay from the Maracanã in Rio. Colombia are 21-20. The draw 11-5. Uruguay are 11-4. To qualify, Colombia are 8-15, Uruguay are 11-8, and headline offers: James Rodriguez to score and Colombia to win in 90 minutes is 4-1. Edinson Cavani to score and Uruguay to win in 90 minutes, 5-1. Obviously, loads more markets for you to get stuck into there. The talking points in this one, obviously, Luis Suarez. No Luis Suarez for Uruguay. He misses out because he bites people. And that is wrong. I know, having spoken to you yesterday, Ray, that you think Colombia are now a fantastic price. They remain odds against, which, I'll be honest, has surprised me. But they are really a side that they've certainly taken my heart, if you like, in this competition, just by the way that they go forward.
Yeah, I think we were all a little bit nervous, weren't we? I think everyone kind of had a pro-Colombian bet pre-World Cup, whether it be goal scorer or whether it be Colombia to go deep into the competition. And of course, when Falcao was officially ruled out, I think spirits were slightly dampened. You know, people were thinking Bacca might top scorer, Jackson Martinez. But James Rodriguez has just taken this side by storm. I mean, they've looked so composed. Yeah, they didn't come out the toughest of groups, so, you know. But they beat Greece 3-0, they beat Ivory Coast 2-1, and they beat Japan 4-1. I mean, they've been the top scorers in the competition so far with 9 goals. I've just read a stat here. They've won as many games in this year's World Cup, which is 3, because they won a few sides to actually win all the group games, as they did in the previous 13 games in the competition. You know, so they're clearly in a golden patch in their in their history, and their footballing lifeline, if you will. James Rodriguez has scored 3 goals and delivered 2 assists in 225 minutes in this World Cup, and he's been involved in more goals than any other Colombian in World Cup history in 3 games.
Well, two and a half as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know, he hasn't played full 90 minutes in these games. So, Colombia are just too strong for me, and they're not the best at the back. They do have a very old head in there. I think they have the two oldest players in this World Cup, if I'm not mistaken. They've got Mondragon in goal, who actually came on in the last game I think he's 42, something like that. But he's purely there just to make up the numbers. They gave him it was more of a cap just to say thank you. But they've also got, I think it's 37-year-old Mario Yepes at the back. But again, they've managed to adjust so they can, as Mexico has, they've built that defence around him to get the best out of their, you know, their main defender and their iconic defender. And then going forward, I mean, we don't even need to talk about how, you know, how good they are. You know, Rodriguez, whoever starts up front, whether it's Gutierrez, Martinez or Baca, I mean, they've just got so much going forward. I think they have way too much for this Uruguayan side.
Okay. Again, on the videos yesterday, I was mad keen on over 2.5 goals. That's now 11-8. I think that's a crazy price when you think that that would have landed in all of Colombia's games and two of Uruguay's games. So that is 5 of 6 games over 2.5 goals has landed. I know Luis Suarez doesn't play. I know that. And I know that that negates Uruguay's threat somewhat. But Edinson Cavani is a very able striker. Uruguay are no mugs. You know, they've got to this stage for a reason. I'm with you, though. I do think Colombia win. I think Uruguay might give them more of a problem than you expect, Ray. But that is just my opinion. I like over 2.5 goals. You tipped up James Rodriguez to score at any time. That price was 23-10 and still is 23-10. Does this headline offer tempt you? Rodriguez to score and Colombia to win in 90 minutes at 4-1.
Massively so. I mean, the headline offers weren't out yesterday when we recorded these previews. So to see that at 4-1 this morning, I mean, it brought a big smile to my face because I think that's a massive price. I really do. Again, I think, you know, he's going to be involved. We've just seen how involved he actually is in this Colombian side. He takes penalties. He takes free kicks. He's got a fantastic left foot. He's got confidence. 4-1 is way too big. I would also take Colombia on the outrights of 21-20. And I would have no reservations coupling Colombia with your over 2.5 either, Alex, to be honest. If I can just locate that price, I mean, I think there will be goals in this game. I think they're averaging probably about 3.2 goals per game when these two sides meet each other.
Colombia to win and over 2.5 goals is 13-5.
Yeah, see, I would be taking that. So let me find this. Is 3.6 goals per game in the last 9 meetings between these two sides? Mm. There are going to be goals. Of course, Suarez isn't going to be playing, but they do still have players who can score. But my only worry is, they've only scored 4 goals in this competition. 2 of them have been from set pieces, and the only 2 in open play were scored by Suarez. Now that would worry me slightly if I was a Uruguayan backer, but I'm not. I'm all in the Colombian camp.
Right. Okay then. So that is that game done and dusted. If I was to ask you for your best bet of the day, Ray, across the two games, where would you go?
Best bet of the day. Oh dear. I'd probably take Colombia. You know, I think they. No, you know what? You know what? Shut up, Mr. Drew. I've got one here for you, Alex.
Go on.
If we click on the World Cup 2014 market, right at the top of the sports page, just in between football and horse racing, mm-hmm. If we go on that, we have today's offers. And we have the offers of the day, which is Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got all 4 teams to score. So that's Brazil, Chile, Colombia and Uruguay to score is 11-4. 8 or more goals across the two matches at 9-2. And Neymar and James Rodriguez both to score at 11-2.
I'm torn between the first one of all 4 teams to score at 11-4. Mm-hmm. I definitely think it lands in the Brazil-Chile game. It's just whether, for me, Uruguay can get one.
I think basically there you are getting 11-4 about Uruguay scoring.
Well, so you've got to be seriously interested in that one. And also, I absolutely love the Neymar and Rodriguez both to score at any time. Mm. 4 goals for Neymar, 3 goals for Rodriguez. So it's 33% of Colombia's goals have been scored by Rodriguez and Neymar. What they've scored, they've scored 4, they've scored 7. So even more than 50%.
Yeah.
Of Brazil's goals have been scored by Neymar. Mm. 11-2. There, I'd probably say as a safer bet, the all 4 teams score at 11-4 is my best bet of the day. But if we are being a little bit adventurous, Neymar and Rodriguez at 11-2 any time.
Yep, certainly a lot of betting value to be had today. There's some days, I think, where you look at games and you'll go, not really sure. I think there's a real abundance of markets that you can get your teeth stuck into today. So best of luck with whatever you side with, listeners. Best of luck with your tips there, Ray. I believe it's going to be us two again tomorrow, isn't it? Talking about Holland against Mexico and Costa Rica against Greece, which will be interesting one way or the other, hopefully.
I can't wait for that one.
I know, that might be a little bit drab, but we'll get to that tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you, Ray. Enjoy the action on Saturday evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.